What was the year for Doctor Who? 1979 is the answer.
Oh, I'd have thought it was earlier than that.
I would have thought it was earlier than that as well. Doctor, I always think 73, 74, Doctor Who. I think 73, 74, early 70s generally, and nudity on stage, which they were famed for, weren't they?
Yeah. Doctor Hook were.
Doctor Hook.
I bet they were very hairy as well.
They were quite hairy, yeah. Right, so David Tennant with us this morning. Brilliant new film. It's out in 2 weeks on September the 2nd, but it's out in America today.
It is.
This is Fright Night. It's a vampire movie. How do you feel about an opening weekend thousands of miles away where you can do nothing about it?
I know nothing about it. And frankly, I'm in quite a good position, whereas it doesn't really matter for me, from my point of view. I mean, I really want the film to succeed, but it's not on my shoulders, as it were, because I'm I'm just the strange, quirky Brit. Doing the comedy turn.
So you're not starring in it. You're co-starring in it, though, aren't you? I mean, I've seen it. I would say you're at least a co-star.
Yeah, co-star.
Is Colin Farrell the star?
Well, Colin Farrell's the money, isn't he?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's the
big face, isn't he?
He's the famous kid.
Who plays the kid?
Anton Yelchin. He's the star. It's his movie. He's in every scene.
Movie,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Is he well known? I don't know about this.
He was Star Trek. He was Chekhov in Star Trek.
Right.
He's Russian.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, his family are Russian.
Well,
yeah.
You'd never know that. And Colin Farrell, of course, different. You know, reformed character.
He's such a charmer.
Very, very much our generation's Robert Downey Jr. Was on the bridge for a while.
Yeah, I guess.
Unemployable for a while, let's be frank about that. How is he now?
Lovely, together, charming, generous, lovely man. Yeah. Really, really lovely man.
Did you know him in his heyday?
I don't know how bad it got for him, but he just seems a very together human being now.
All right, and you know, it's big in America, as I say. Colin's opening the movie. You got to sign someone up to open the movie. Is he doing what you're doing over here, over there?
I have no idea.
That's promoting the film. Have you ever done what you're doing today over there?
A little bit.
For what?
Well, I did some this week. I sat in a studio in Hackney this week with a thing in my ear, getting beamed onto breakfast shows across America. So
really?
It was the oddest experience. And because, of course, you know, because Colin and Anton presumably are over there doing the posh breakfast shows, I was literally on at 6 a.m. in Milwaukee.
It all counts, baby.
And then, of course it does. And you're just going from one station to another around thinking, this is the weirdest thing. And they're in you're going, good morning! Hi! Hi from St. Louis! And they were all very sweet, but of course they didn't have a clue who I was.
So if you're just tuning in, I've got to tell you, this film, Fright Night, in it, David Tennant plays a reluctant vampire slayer who is sort of in the middle of doing a show about an illusion show in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You're a headline act in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
And you've collected all these anti-vampire things because your parents were slain
That's a spoiler given away.
Oh, I don't know how much to give away.
Well, you know.
When you talk about a movie, I'm not... Have I given too much
away? I don't think that'll kill it. But yeah,
have I just pierced a stake through the heart of the movie?
I think that's it. Our opening weekend is just deflated. It's over. Oh, dear.
See, this is the thing when you interview somebody about a movie, you don't know how far to go with the plot because you want to entice people to go and see it, but you don't want to blow it.
Yeah.
Can you give me some don't blow it guidelines in future?
I think you're meant to say things like, your character has a dark secret in his past. You're meant to say things like that. Not come right out with what it is.
Oh no, I'm sweating. I'm genuinely sweating here. Right, what do I ask you now? I might just play a record. I'm going to play a record. I'm bailing out. Throw me a rope. Throw me a rope. I'm drowning here. 22 to 9. Here's one of David's choices. Owl City, Fireflies. There's a deep, dark secret about why he's chosen this song.
But we can't reveal it.
We can't.